Thanks for joining us for today's Passion Daily. We hope these short scripture reflections will lead you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. Leading us today through the book of Psalms is our Washington, D.C. city pastor, Ben Stewart.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Passion Daily in the Psalms. And this whole week, we're going to be in just one psalm, the 23rd psalm, arguably the most famous song in our scriptures. And I want to encourage you to memorize it. It's just six verses. And I remember for me, when I was in my 20s, there was a season where I wrestled somewhat intensely with anxiety. And there were moments I felt like I was losing my mind, and I needed to turn my thoughts to something else. And these verses were the only scripture I had memorized because a man in our church used to sing them over us all the time. And you know, songs aid in memory. And so I began to write out the 23rd Psalm. And the act of writing it was calming for me. And the content itself, I found, was a remedy for anxiety. And we're just going to look at one verse today, the first verse of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Or some translations say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that doesn't mean he's the shepherd that I don't want. It means that he's a shepherd, and if he's my shepherd, then I lack no good thing. It's interesting because, you know, the Psalms were the songbook of the people of God in the Old Testament, and this metaphor of God being a shepherd would have been very familiar with them. They were a shepherd people. The great King David had been a shepherd of sheep before he shepherded the kingdom. But even further back from David, Moses was a shepherd, and God called him away from shepherding to shepherd his people out of Egypt, through the wilderness, into the land of promise. And that metaphor carries that twin idea of protection and provision. I'm leading you away from danger, and I'm giving you what you need to bring you to where you're meant to go. And so that concept of shepherding would have been common for them. Yes, the Lord has always shepherded our nation. And they really probably would have thought back to that Moses moment, because this scripture begins with the name the Lord, which in Hebrew is the name Yahweh. It's the name God gave to Moses, and he said, this is my covenantal name, Yahweh. It's a name that says, I want to bind myself in relationship with you. When you see Lord in all caps in your Old Testament, that's the word it's translating. Yahweh is a shepherd. And if you were a person of God in the Old Testament, you'd say, well, of course he is. He led our nation out of danger, and he led us into the land of promise. The Lord's a shepherd. But what would have really stopped you in your tracks and blown your mind was it doesn't just say, yes, he was the shepherd of the nations, yes, he was the shepherd of our people. What would change you is the pronouns. The Lord is my shepherd, so I lack no good thing. The challenge for them and for us is to own that the great, powerful God over the nations, the covenant-making Lord, wants to shepherd you and shepherd me. There's a lot of us being shepherded through these days by other things. Man, my accountant is shepherding me through this crisis. Man, my investment portfolio is leading me forward. My likes on Instagram is where my hope is placed to protect me and to provide for me. There's a lot of us looking to jobs, to relationships, to other people to care for us. And when those things get shaken, that's a destabilizing thing. What can protect me? Who will provide for me? But let me tell you something. The game changes when you get this concept in your mind. Above it all, past all the provision, through all the things that may be a threat to me, there is a Lord in the heavens, Yahweh, and the Lord is my shepherd. He's going to protect me. The Lord is my shepherd. He's going to provide for me. And when you get that thought in your mind, let me tell you, that'll be a remedy to your anxiety, and you can confidently say that next part. So I lack nothing. Doesn't mean I get all that I want, but it means I have all I need. That's the beautiful privilege of the believer. We get to say this song, we get to sing it, and we get to mean it. The Lord is my shepherd, so I lack no good thing. That's my prayer for you and for me today, that we'd believe that and receive it. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack no good thing.
If you were encouraged by today's Passion Daily, make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts and share with a friend. For more information on Passion City Church, including our locations and gathering times, visit passioncitychurch.com.